one. Dennis has got them all. That's why nobody else has got any.
I wonder where they all went.
All right, let's. It's 5:30. Let's call a meeting, a regular select board meeting of Thursday, February 6th. To order.
Can you see it?
Yep, I can see it. Make sure it stays on. We're recording this. First item up on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of January 9th, January 15th, January 22nd, and January 27th. Those are budget meetings.
I'll make a motion to approve the 9th, 15th, 22nd, and 27th of January.
Any admissions, corrections, or errors?
I didn't see any.
A motion's been made to approve the minutes as printed. Everybody signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries for the minutes. Appearances by local citizens, visitors, and guests. This is where you can say whatever you want to the select board. Not on the agenda, no action will be taken, but if you have something you'd like brought up, it can be brought up. If you're on the agenda, we will address you.
Trish Bettis.
Yes.
When these guys, Rural Edge, does both of those properties, is Sleeper Pond included to clean it up and make it look nice, since they said they were going to make stuff look nice?
Well, there is a proposal to repair the, or to remove
the dam.
The dam.
Right.
And then that is supposed to address the brook, Mud Creek, I guess it goes down through there. So, and then there is the drainage from Vance Hill coming. Rick and I attended the meeting at the fire station for that. And I don't know where that is. There was discussion at that meeting and, you know, it was all set. Funds have been set aside, I understand, to fix that. But no, the Sleeper Pond is going to disappear.
So we're not going to have a pond there anymore?
No pond.
Okay.
It's going to go back to being a brook through there. And they say within, 3 to 5 years, fish will come back and it'll start being...
But Rural Edge has nothing to do with it. This is a separate...
Okay.
The state actually is the one that came and approached us about it.
Yeah. Is that Vermont Wildlife?
They were involved
in there, I guess. But, right.
It's a there's a separate organization for dams.
And they're working on dams throughout the state, different places.
There was talk of resurrecting it, but the state didn't want to do that. The state likes to remove old dams. So they are, they impede the fish and everything else that goes on. So this dam is coming out, or supposed to.
And I just want to reiterate a little bit more on that. So Sleeper Pond, who owns Sleeper Pond? Is it the state or is it the town?
I would assume the state. Bodies of water.
Yeah, I mean, the brook is owned by the state of Vermont.
Yeah.
But and I don't know what, when the pond goes away and that land has been reclaimed, I would say it. Adjacent landowners probably own something of that. I don't know. You know?
Good question.
So, but
yeah.
When they were trying to resurrect the pond, I told the people around it they should get an association together to come up with a plan to get none of that ever happen. So, wasn't anything that we wanted to take taxpayer dollars and invest into the pond.
Okay.
So,
no, it was going to be very expensive.
Yes. Anything else from the public?
I'm just curious, what are you guys doing with the old town shed here?
It went to Mike.
Mike's using it.
Bay Raw, last meeting he was here, he told us he's going to have a new door put in, taller door, so he can put equipment in there.
Okay. So. I'm just curious.
I think he's going to put all his water stuff in there and have it so that everything will be in place when he needs it. He'll know where it is. So
I'm sure it's good news.
Have everything in.
I didn't know if you guys were hanging on to it or whatever you were doing to it. No.
It was the original town garage.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right. Moving on to sheriff's report. Are they coming tonight?
She thought that she would, yeah. But with this weather, I don't know.
We can move over that until they come.
Almost think I did not send her an agenda. I talked to her about coming, and she was going to write it on a calendar, and when I sent out all the agendas, I'm not so sure that I sent her one.
Okay.
I did. I talked to her about it, but I might not
That's
have sent
fine.
Her one.
She can come in the next meeting.
Yeah, she was more than happy to come.
Yep. All right, moves on to Dennis Deliberator to discuss trails on town land on Vance Hill.
Yes. And for years, I've seen this back forest over here, a lot of the wooded area, just kind of like falling apart, you know, and then there's trees falling everywhere and everything else. And
are there trails there now?
Not. There are some, you know, that kind of there, but there's nothing too setting. I mean, you can see where people have gone and stuff like that and cleaned out a little bit. But
they were just walking trails.
Mostly walking trail. There's one trail that went down towards Luke's house, and that's it, you know, from the top. There's that one trail. But, I mean, that actually is not a bad little trail. The whole wooded area, especially headed down towards the brook, down where the snowmobile trail is, that's a lot of drops down in there. There's really falling in there. But I ski a lot, and we're out in the countryside, and we do a lot of the stuff like J-Rick or Newport, they have it, and I go to Crashberry, and I've been to all the different places that have the opportunities that are open to the public. And it, to me, it's nice to have something right in your backyard also. And so I spoke to Luke, because Denise said that he helped with that, with the one on Pogany Hill. And they did a really good job up there. And I saw it. I've been on it many times. And it's a great trail. It was just too bad that it's further away. And there's really not access for us to just jump on it anytime we want. And this one is adjacent to the road right here, and it's close by. But that one, it's too bad they closed it in by shutting one end off of it, and you guys realize that too. And it was a fantastic job what Luke did and what you guys set up through that grant.
Well, that was the committee, which
right, with Glenn, whatever you guys
instrumental in putting that all together.
Right, and I'm sure that you've been up there afterwards to see it and everything. And it was great. I mean, they did an amazing.
The trail itself was put in by the Four Wheeler Club.
Partly.
You're talking about Luke Hart. He didn't really have a lot to do with that trail, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He did with the logging, I know.
He administered the grant money.
Okay.
And he supervised the excavation work.
Okay.
And I don't know, it was him that went to Culkin's and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I sold him a lot of stuff. I sold him a lot of material. And Luke was the one that I was always sending it to. And it was actually, when he does something like that, it's built to him. It's actually built to Luke himself. But anyway, he said he did. I spoke to Luke, and he said he did all that. The work over there, and he was very proud of that. And he was actually quite upset that it was closed off on that end. He didn't realize it, and because it was a great opportunity to people to go through with horses or whatever they needed to. And
still can.
I mean, they can. It's a dead end, though. That's the thing. You have to turn around. Before it was a passageway, and it was kind of nice. They still can. I've been through it. I went through it last summer. Tried to go a couple times, and there's too many knockdowns that hasn't been kept up. And unfortunately, it was, and I spoke to Glenn about it, nobody's ever did anything, especially after it was closed off. Nobody had, there was really, nobody really wanted to deal with it, apparently, because it was, I don't know if anybody's even used it over the years. But anyway, it's not being used, but I can guarantee if in this wooded area, it would be used. And Luke told me they had plenty of money to do this, a lot of money that was still accessible to put paths up and whatever, even just a couple little roads in.
So did Luke tell you where the money was coming from?
He told me that it was, I think, it, I don't know if it's state or federal, I'm not sure.
Okay, so this is grant money he would have to...
Well, we I don't remember, but the Conservation Commission, I think, still has pocket a pile of money from
I don't know
the
if
logging
we,
job on the...
Do you remember if we ever restricted that money way back in the day? I don't remember.
He told me you could use it here, no problem.
Yeah, we'd have. I think we'd have to double check that because that was federal land. We got that through the feds.
Yeah, there was some stipulations with that land up there on
right.
what you can do and
so
everything
could we,
else.
And the money that we reaped from that, we'd have to
right.
go back to the grant.
Yeah.
He said there's plenty of money, and he did say that. He didn't know how much, but he said there's plenty of money, and it can be allocated over here and to improve any of your land in the town. But
I remember when Bob Hilliker was on, something came up about something up there, and he said that you couldn't, there were certain things you couldn't do up there on that land.
That's right.
Because we acquired it through
drugs.
Yeah. And there was only so much you could do
yeah,
on
it's
that
pretty,
land.
It's
but
pretty,
I don't know what it is.
It's not very restrictive. I mean, it's
not.
Almost any sort of recreation, motorized,
yeah.
non-motorized. You know, walking right. trails, you know, allows for property management, which is what Luke did when we had the...
But I thought he said any money that come off it had to go back on it.
That may be...
I don't know.
I
can't...
I have it at home.
I remember Bob was telling me about it, and he said there was something to stipulation.
But we can look that up.
Also, Luke did mention that he thinks that that's ready to log in there. And when you don't log this soft, it starts falling. And I don't know. I haven't walked that whole area. You know, I know this one pretty good. But if there's so many trees, and after a while they just start falling. For some reason, the trees, the balsams are just getting rotting in the middle after so many years, and they just are not standing. And but anyway, he said there's good money in just harvesting that right now. That in that and he would love to go take a look at it. And see what's going on over there. And he wanted to walk that again. He actually would even like to see that opened up again, to the right, opened up to the other side again somehow. But I said, I don't know if that'll ever happen. But anyway, what I'm getting at here is...
Excuse me, what opened up to the other side?
You're
talking the Pogany Hill property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And clearing the trails up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the logging you talk about is this property here?
The logging, no, it's not here. The logging would be over there.
There? I mean,
yeah.
You just had it done like 5 years
yeah.
ago.
Was it 5 years? Maybe he didn't realize that.
Of course
he no, did. He did. He was.
He's the one that did it.
Yeah.
He was a
yeah,
forester.
He was a forester.
He told me it would be. It sounded like it would
normally
be.
Normally it's a 10 or 20 year old.
Yeah.
Did he do the whole thing?
Yep.
Yep. Well, 300 acres.
I guess he didn't know what he was talking about when he told me about it.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about
it. No, this one right here, this one, I don't see a lot of money involved in this one. This one right here. This.
I don't know. I've not spoken to him about it, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I can mention it to him if I ever see him again. But anyway, this one right here just could need a good cleanup and money and trails and maybe a couple bridges, and that would really be a nice little asset to the town. The money is available, and I think
well, we have to check on
you
that.
Keep sure. saying that.
That's yeah. what he told me again. But.
Yeah. Well,
and it's there's not a bucket in her office that we just reach into and pull out of. Okay, everything's earmarked and.
Right, I understand that.
Okay.
But I also understand what, if he's correct that money that's allocated for the conservation over there can be brought over here. Then he said certainly can, and he was very sure about that. And there were, like you were saying, there's plenty of money.
You have to check on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we have to check on that.
I'd have to look at the grant.
So.
Remember,
who's going to head this up?
I have it as a memorandum of understanding, I think.
Yeah.
As part of the deed. I just have to look at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, without Luke being here, I'm just saying, repeating what he told me when I asked questions.
Okay.
Okay, so without, like I said, without Luke being here, and you would have to actually have a meeting with him to get these answers.
So.
I can look up the grant information between Glenn and I.
Yeah.
Is your committee still active?
I haven't met for a couple of years. And there's really been interest,
would your committee take on another project like that?
I think that's the committee's role. I'm not sure I would be as interested in being chair. Dennis might be, but
yeah,
I'd still be on.
We got some others that wouldn't mind.
We would would like to be on it because we'd like to see some recreation for people closer to town. Too many people walk Vance Hill, and Jesus, you could get killed walking Vance Hill.
Right.
We're working on it.
I know.
get the people out of the streets and let them walk their dogs into the trails. And Newport's done an amazing job. They've used some of that free money, the grant money that's available. They've used a lot of it. And other towns have used a lot of it. Jay Hess and Jay Recreation have done a really amazing job. And you go to all these different places in Craftsbury, and I have been to a lot of them. There's one in Milton, and every chance I get to go to one in Albany, there's little spots where they have these, they use that money, and it's a great asset to the town. I mean, for the people anywhere in there, if you want to come in from your house and walk your dog across and go see the river, the flow or whatever, it's just a great part of nature. And Luke didn't actually want to call this a town forest. He said it's more of a town park. It's like a leisurely park. You go in and you would.
All right. So if your committee would like to address this, we would appreciate that.
And we have some others here that wouldn't mind being on a committee.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I'm not pointing at you. I know you were the last chair. That's why I just.
If you want to be on the committee, just give us a letter of interest. Because in March, the first meeting after town meeting,
we
they would appoint.
Yeah, and I said I thought after town meeting, then we could call a meeting, is reorganize ourselves and find a new chair and all that stuff.
Okay. Good.
So the plan is what again to do after the town meeting?
Give us a letter of interest if you want to be on the conservation committee.
Because these guys appoint them.
Oh, so it would have to be. So it would have to be. When would you want the letter?
After town meeting.
Anytime before. No.
Yeah, anytime.
So it's not after town meeting. It's anytime.
Anytime, but then we appoint after town meeting.
The first meeting after town meeting, they would appoint. They appoint all the appointments.
So in your town report is a list of current members, and they're appointed for a term.
Okay.
You get to be on this list.
Can I see that?
It's in the town report.
This is last year.
Page 4, right at the bottom, in your town report.
Oh, yeah, he had it available. Yeah. Okay.
So how many, if there is additional members, Glenn, how many years would we have to, you're going to have to help me with that? I
thought it was a 3-year.
Was it 3? I thought so. Okay.
You know, as far as the other one, in Pogany Hill, opening that up, but that's not a bad idea either. Just go in there with the chainsaws. It's just all it's going to take is what I've seen is chainsaws for, I don't know, 20 trees or so that are flopped over. And so the trail stayed in really good shape. It's still, you know, they whatever they put for material, grass didn't really grow in it that much or anything. It stayed really nice. It's just, you know how it is. Trees fall down all the time.
All right. So we have a plan. Yep. Perfect. Anything else in regards to that?
I can do if any help you, let me know.
No, I think I think it's a great idea because we are always looking for something to do. I mean, we ski, we hike, we go out back. Trish and I, we pretty much stay in the open fields, but we do go into the trails. But where it needs some cleanup, it's hard sometimes to turn around with your skis on.
Yeah.
Snowshoeing is great back there. But just being in nature and getting some fitness in, I think it keeps people off the roads and keep people localized to learn a little bit more about, you know, what our properties around here are like. And our property connects right to that back there. So it's kind of a cool area to venture on. Lake Region did a project probably about 20 years ago to clean up. We had, of course, cross-country skiing, a Nordic ski team back in the day. And our ski team actually trained. So what we did is we took some grant money. I forgot what it cost. It was about a $30,000 grant. But it was head up by Greg Hanemuth, who was our science teacher, and he took on the project. So we had cross-country running trails and also practice trails for our Nordic ski team, and we used it for a tie-in with our physical education classes. And what we did after we took the trees down is layered the trails with pine bark mulch and anything natural that we, when we cut trees down, and we cut them all up and use the bark, recycle everything in there, and then whatever material we had to add to the trails, it just made it safe for people to access. So, It's a little bit of an undertaking labor-wise, but getting the hands on deck to help clear it and move it and whatever monies we have, it would be kind of like a nice...
I don't think we're opposed to that.
Oh, I know.
Bit,
so. I've been teaching the cross-country skiing for the kids at school for probably 20 years now. And, I have to really have to fight to make a trail in there. And you got to get out, a lot of times you got to get out of the elements when you go out taking the kids out for skiing. Because when you're in the elements of the wind and whatever, it's brutal on them. As soon as I get, we just did it on Tuesday, as soon as I got, and it was blowing. And as soon as we got in the trees, it was just as calm as can be. It was really, really nice. And those paths that I made are just with the, you know, brush cutters and just in there, and the kids are getting tangled up in them. We work hard on it, just try to get them into those trails where it's quiet, and to see the brooks that are froze over, it's kind of neat to see them. The kids love it. They
and
absolutely.
Danny Trish gets tangled up in them too.
hey, come on.
But anyway, it would be nice if we could have something that was, and I mean, if the town can get away with it without spending any money, I mean, I think it's pretty awesome if we could do that.
Good.
So Glenn, you'll get hold of me after March, yep. And we'll send out notices for a meeting. Okay, cool.
How do you do this letter thing? I've never done any of this.
To say you're interested in being on the conservation committee.
I want to be on the commission.
I can do that.
Is there a limit to the number of people on the committee?
If it is, it's probably like 7 or 9. I think.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm guessing some of the folks on there now are not going to be interested in renewing there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But
it is
under
statute
somewhere.
Am I staying around anymore?
Bottom.
Conservation Committee has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4. Chris, Bruce, Ike, and Glenn.
Yep.
4 people right now.
25, 26, and 27. So Glenn, you're still on there for... couple more years.
I've been appointed last year.
Imagine that. We asked you, I'm sure.
You don't show up, you get appointed, you know.
Yeah, you don't show up.
That's right.
All right, moving on. Road Commissioner's Report. Mike's busy, obviously.
Yep.
So we'll pause over that. Water, sewer, solar recycling. Mike is the Water and Sewer Commissioner, so he usually reports on that. You have anything? Nothing?
Uh-uh.
Solar? Jerry keeps an eye on it.
Seemed to be working. Good. Covered with snow right now, but seemed to be working. I did see a nice rig on a computer the other day that goes on a side-by-side like yours and has a little scraper. It goes along and scrapes all those solar panels off in those big farms that they have.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you take yours off? Do you scrape them off?
What's that?
You have solar panels, right?
Yeah.
Do you scrape them off?
No. They're on the second story of my roof, so.
I'm on there. I go out every day when it snows.
I'll put the ladder out. You want to come up and take it on?
Wouldn't bother me. Mine are nice and clean now.
And recycling, I have a meeting next Tuesday night, which I'll report out on next month. So that's it. Now, anything that... anybody like brought up to any of those different areas of the town?
I think recycling is awesome where it's at. That's such a great improvement. Every time I go there, we have a nice conversation with Charlie. And
I don't know how many more years he'll be able to...
The ARPA committee was extremely... making sure that happened.
Yeah, the flow is nice.
Yeah, and you go there when it's a nice day and the pond and the sun in the back and the views of Jay Peak. I'm going, this is prime real estate.
It is.
And we have a recycling center on it.
Uh-huh. And a little recreation park in the back would just be beautiful to have.
Yeah, so.
There was Mike made a parking area there, so if people want to walk there, that's why that parking area is there.
All right, so we'll move on. Recommendation from the committee for use of the rest. This is the rest of the ARPA money.
It was put into the highway fund, and they'd like to, the committee met and would like to recommend using a portion of that money because we've got some that's going to be spent obviously here.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's not done yet is the fans at the town garage. Mike's still waiting on those, and I think that's pretty much it. An amount not to exceed $18,000 for the repair and upgrade of that building down there, which would need, it needs new electrical.
That's the old...
Yep, which Dave DeLevier is doing. They're putting those, the LED lights, so it would be more efficient. They had to move all of the electrical because they put a new man door in, the new big garage door. And there was a couple other repairs they had to do down there, and then take all the garbage out. So they're going to have to still rent a roll-off. But what they're going to do is rent a roll-off for one day. When they take that garage door out, they're going to put in the new garage door and then put all the garbage in a roll-off. And they said that they're going to have to place the stuff in the roll-off because there's so much junk down there. And there was some old shelves, remember, in the way back? So they took all of those out except for one cabinet that was in good shape. And that's where Mike's going to build. Mike said that he and the guys, when they're slow, they're going to build the shelves for the water. They envision cubbies. A wall, well, Bob was at the meeting, a wall this big now is at the town garage, and I suspect it'll be bigger down there, and have cubbies for all of their water parks. So it'll be nice and organized, but they can do that themselves. They just need money for the material. Not saying it's going to cost that much, but if it doesn't, it'll just stay in the right where it is. So they would just like
to be able to need a motion for...
I'll make the motion to not exceed $18,000 at the old recycle center for repairs and upgrades.
Okay. Motion's been made. Any discussion?
I just want to say that water here in our town is probably, well, I'd say it's the best water we've ever had. And I've been in other towns and stuff. We have great water here. The taste is really good. I mean, it's a little hard. But, I mean, you can take it out of the faucet and don't worry about drinking it at all. It is, Dave, Mike's, or whatever, the whole system is working really well.
He worked hard at it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been many years and a lot of fights.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. I mean, you go to other places and you can barely drink their faucet water.
Good.
He just went to two more classes last month.
So motions made in discussion. Any further discussion relative to the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we had a letter go around from the listers saying that there was no suits pending. And we signed that. We have been looking at the bills and orders that have been presented to us, and the bank statements are here. So I'll make a motion that we approve the orders as printed and the bank and journal entries. Discussion. Okay.
Nope, everything's good. I can see.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Any unfinished or new business?
I got just one thing. We had Richard Tatro can't be the moderator this year. And Glenn Foster can't be the moderator either. We have one person, young Steve Roberts, has expressed interest. He knows Robert's rules. He was going to try to get together. I don't know if he's reached out to you yet. He was going to try to reach out to you and Rich Tatro. Just to get some pointers, like mostly like that list that you talk about before the meeting. Either get one from you or Rich, because, you know, before the meeting they give really good guidelines. Yeah. But he's very interested.
Good.
So obviously that would be nominated town meeting night, but he's going to do some legwork and homework and be prepared.
I did attend the telling me that tune up for moderators just in case it defaulted to the select board.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't, so.
No, and he says he's very familiar with Robert's rules.
But I've got a list of stuff there that I took down. And the moderator, when he's elected, he's moderator until the next election.
And that's nothing new.
Right.
That has been.
But the one thing that stuck out that is new that. And I didn't know if, as a moderator, Glenn, do you know you could vote to make or break ties?
I think, yeah.
Okay, just, you know, that stood out. And other thing was the counting of a paper ballot. Mm-hmm. They just walking up and dropping a ballot in and showing your sticker was not appropriate anymore. They want an exit checklist on those paper ballots so that they knew who or the number voted by that, not somebody just going through the line and then maybe taking another one, going through the line again.
Statute says you don't need an exit checklist.
Well, that's what they talked about. That was in the meeting, and the show of hands is not real good either because somebody can do this. You know? So this is what they talk.
It's funny that we still have common sense at our town.
We do. I'm just bringing it up. And
is the state getting to you and working you into this?
Like somebody would get away with two hands up around in that town.
No,
I'm pretty sure
we don't have enough people there to have that.
That was a four-hour meeting on Zoom. I took a lot of notes. But anyway.
I can see that happen where they have 300-400 people at a town meeting, but we're lucky if we get 60 to 70.
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring it up. Nothing has to happen about it, but those are the two things that I thought I would just bring up.
And he's going to want to definitely...
To the fact that, you know, you can't go into town meeting with a report or whatever that you'd like to say written on paper. That is against the state rules. Now, it can be suspended if somebody wants to read. The moderator needs to say to the group, is there any, you know, objections to Mrs. Smith reading from her paper? And if there are none, then she can read it. But, you know, that's how crazy it's getting.
Very complicated.
State.
There are people that will just...
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So that was in the unfinished, you know, or new business. Anything else?
So
the
I bet you Jen won't be here, so do you want to do the
Yeah, I can do that, but I have a question.
Yes.
Did we send out letters to people to not park close to the road and not put their trash cans close to the road?
I sent letters about, Mike gave me a list of obstructing that letter that you guys all signed.
Yeah,
I've got two more to send out Monday morning.
Okay, you sent one to somebody on Niles Road?
I might have.
Yeah. Well, I got a phone call from him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I am.
It worked.
So you guys. So you know I'm sending them out.
Not his trash cans.
Oh.
The neighbor puts his trash cans next to this guy's.
Oh goodness.
So yeah, this guy takes his trash to the dump.
Oh.
By himself.
But the guys wouldn't know that.
No, the guys wouldn't know that. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I can give you a name after, but
okay.
just so you know that.
He should take his garbage and put it in his trash can. Yeah.
So I am doing it.
It's working.
Yep. Just the wrong people got the note. So, so anyways, Sheriff's Department report.
Yes.
Month of December is the last one that I've got.
Yeah, they're a month behind.
Right.
Usually. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had 51.5 hours patrolled. We had one ticket issued, two warnings issued, two arrests issued, and $335 in fines collected. Going down through what they did was traffic stops, civil process, retail theft, trespass, welfare check, GHSP detail, I don't know whatever that stands for, motor vehicle complaint, traffic stop, civil process, motor vehicle complaint, agency assist, traffic stop. I went through the whole year hoping Sheriff's Department would be here tonight. I went through the whole year and made a list of different things that they did. And some of the things that they do, we have no control over. Agency assists and things like that. But well, if we ever get them to come, what we can do is...
Next month.
Okay, what we can do is say, we don't want no more warnings issued for doing 15 miles an hour over the speed limit.
And that's legal?
is it legal?
Yeah,
to tell them that we don't know. It's officer discretion, no matter what we say.
Okay.
It's officer discretion. But again, we can express that we are not happy with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we've had them here a number of times.
And we've had them here.
Which we've done once already, but I guess they didn't get the message.
So that's what I said. We try one more time.
And we did remove from, just to tell the people that are here, from on the warrant for town meeting, we did remove the...
Agency.
Also,
let me give you hands, Steve.
Thank you. Paper. But where it says Orleans County Sheriff's Department, X number of dollars, that has been removed. And it now reads, to see if the voters of the town of Newport will vote to appropriate $21,840 to allow for police services in town for the contractual year of April 1 through March 31st. Their specific organization has been removed because we're trying to have a discussion and see if we can get better police services. So by putting their name in there, and then the voters say that money goes to them. So this way it allows us to shop the job. So just to let you guys know, okay?
So yeah. I'm wondering if at town meeting they were going to vote to appropriate that, but somebody can't amend it to say specifically the sheriff's department, can they, do you think?
Yeah.
They can't, they could?
Okay. Yes, as long as it's germane to the...
Okay. So they could make an amendment to read...
And the figure of $21,840 is the proposal that was sent to us from the Orleans County Sheriff's Department.
Right.
So if we can't fund anything else, that's the money they wanted to do services for next year. So, you know.
Okay. Kind of puts this in our hands to see who we want and where it goes.
Exactly.
Yeah. If there's anybody out there available.
Right.
Right. And they may not be.
Yep.
And they may be the only ones.
That kind of goes into my question. It's like, you know, who would the other options be other than, like, Newport City Police?
Well, you got Lamoille County, you got Caledonia County, you got Franklin County, you got Essex County. You know, I mean, they all can contract to some degree, other towns.
Okay.
You got state police that will contract.
I didn't know if the state police could or not. That was kind of my other question. So.
Well, it's what we said. It was, what, $90 an hour?
Okay.
You don't get much for the $21,000, sir, at $90 an hour.
No.
So, but anyways, that's a discussion to have at another time.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Anything else?
Yes.
Bob.
That money could that $21,000 go to the state police?
Well, that's what I just said. They contract at $90 an hour.
Oh, it won't go very far, will it?
No.
No.
You know, the sheriff's department's at $60 an hour.
$60, yeah.
Yeah, so. We only pay for 23 hours a week, a month.
A month, I believe.
A month?
Isn't it a month?
23 or 28 hours a month.
Yeah.
That's all we contract with the sheriff's department for.
But so it would be way less than that for the state police.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah.
Wouldn't be hardly worth it.
No.
All right. Anything else come before the board? Then I would entertain a motion to...
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. Well, you like it.
Mike's not here, and he...
Sure, you'd rather be here, poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for coming.
Yep. Thank you, everybody.
We'll see you all.